when Darius invaded, this did not give them confidence that they could muster an adequate defense this time around. This may have been because of the numbers of Xerxes' armies, that an even larger force intimidated them. But whatever the reason, we know that northern Greece and most of central Greece Medized. This is the term that the Greeks used. It derives from the term Mede, which they conflated with the Persians. So they went over to the Persians. The defense of the southern part of Greece lay with the Athenians and the Spartans. The first major encounter between the Greeks and the Persians occurred at Thermopylae in central Greece. Thermopylae was a narrow pass that opened into southern Greece, and the topography there would give the outnumbered Greeks an advantage against the great size of the Persian force. No matter how many troops the Persians had, they could only send a few men ahead to fight the Greeks. The Spartans undertook the defense of this pass, and Leonidas, the Spartan king, knew that he would lose against the overwhelming force of the Persian troops. But he undertook this suicidal defense to permit the rest of Greece to gain time in order to muster additional troops. The Spartans prepared for battle, and Herodotus describes a very evocative and memorable scene. One of Xerxes' spies crept around to see what the Spartans were doing, and he saw them preparing. Their preparations did not consist of sharpening weapons or somehow arming themselves, but instead, the Spartans were exercising naked, and they were combing their hair. When he reported to Xerxes, Xerxes' response was to laugh. He had no understanding of what the Spartans were doing. So he consulted a Greek advisor, in fact, the very Spartan exile who had helped him to win the throne. And this advisor interpreted the behavior of the Spartans. He said, "It is their custom to comb their hair when they are about to risk their lives. You are now up against the noblest and most royal city in Greece and the bravest men." The Persians were given information about a secret pass that would permit them to surround the Spartan force. When Leonidas learned that the Persians knew about this pass, he sent away most of his army, leaving 300 Spartans to fight. And this is one of the most famous battles in Greek history. As Leonidas expected, the Spartans lost. He himself was killed. We also read in Herodotus that two of Xerxes' brothers died in the battle. To the Greeks, this battle at Thermopylae became a model for heroic sacrifice, and the idea was kept up in Western thought that this is one of the occasions when men knew they were about to die and they made this sacrifice so that the greater war could be won. After Thermopylae, the Persians moved into southern Greece and sacked Athens. But the Greek navy met and defeated the Persian navy off the coast of Athens. One of the memorable figures of this battle was the female admiral Artemisia, who commanded a Persian ship. So not only does Xerxes depend on women to help him rise to the throne, but he even uses women in military encounters. And once again, this seems to be a way for the Greeks to show how poorly Xerxes commanded his troops, that he would even think of using a woman to command a ship. Xerxes may not have chosen wisely because Artemisia deliberately rammed another Persian ship so that she could escape from the Greeks. And the Greeks thought that this was a heroic act on her part to abandon the Persians and escape with her own life. Xerxes left Mardonius in charge of the army, and he returned to Persia. The following year, the Persian army met the Greeks at Plataea in Greece. Mardonius was killed in this battle, and the Persian troops returned to Asia.